Okay, this is WRFN 528B. My name is Michelle. You are listening to the Southern Oregon AMRON Directed Net. Now, Kimber is going to read us the following AMRON AIB and NIB National Intelligence Briefing. Go ahead, Kimber.
Okay, thank you. Onward we go here. All right, I'm going to first read the AMRON Intelligence Brief, followed by the National Intelligence Bulletin. So the brief, intelligence brief comes out on Mondays, so Monday, October 14th. Precedence is routine. Current AMCON level is 2. First source is AMRON, Grindstone deployment. Break. Secondary forward operating base established, Pensacola, North Carolina, in support of disaster relief operations. Steep, remote, mountainous terrain. 1 level 4 deployment detachment operator attached. 2 team as radio telephone operator. Successful NVIS HF comms established with forward op base Cherry Blossom. Regional support team being activated to support forward op base Pensacola. There's a lot going on with the Grindstone deployment to help people over in the disaster areas. So, moving on to the next one. This source is the Knightsbridge Research. China carries out encirclement drills near Taiwan. China began a new round of war games near Taiwan Monday with no announced end date. The exercises are due to the, quote, separatist acts of Taiwan independence forces, unquote, for China's Eastern Theater Command. The drill also serves as a stern warning to separatist acts of Taiwan independence forces. It is a legitimate and necessary operation for safeguarding state sovereignty and national unity. So it said, 9 areas near Taiwan were included in the drills on each side of the island. That's the end of the intelligence brief. Now we move forward to the Ford Observer National Intelligence Bulletin. Friday, the 10th of October, 2024. This bulletin is broken down into 3 main categories. Imminent risk. This week, imminent risk, there's nothing significant report. Second is elevated risk. There are 3. In the food and agriculture, Idaho dairy operators are warning of disruption to milk production if Trump wins and orders mass deportation. At elevated risk is also elections. Biden's national security team is preparing for election scenarios, including poll worker intimidation, malicious actors using AI to spread disinformation, and the lack of a clear winner on the 5th of November. Also at elevated risk is the Mideast. Iran's oil infrastructure suffered 2 major setbacks this week with an oil pipeline leak outside of Karg Island and a fire at the Southern Oil Refinery. Karg Island is the export location of about 90% of Iran's oil. Iran is still investigating both incidents and has not assigned blame. Analyst comment, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi announced during his trip to Oman that Iran would no longer be sending messages to the U.S. through Oman due to specific regional circumstances. I think I timed out there. So that last sentence is, the Minister Abbas Araghchi announced during his trip to Oman that Iran would no longer be sending messages to the U.S. through Oman due to specific regional circumstances. Next is Category 3, Outlook Stable. Rick? Low-intensity conflict. Stop Cop Nation issued a national call to action to end police brutality, starting with a national day of action scheduled for Tuesday, the 22nd of October, 2024. Outlook Stable in the Energy Department. SCOTUS ruled that EPA can enforce Clean Power Plan 2.0, quote-unquote, emissions restrictions on power plants while a legal challenge goes through the courts. Analyst comments, Clear Power Plan 2.0 is likely to cause power shortages if fully implemented. Phillips 66 said it will close its Los Angeles, California refinery by the fourth quarter 2025, impacting 8% of California's refinery capacity. Next outlook staple is NATO. Ukraine Zelensky announced immediate implementation of his proposal victory plan would end the war with Russia by next year. Zelensky added that Ukraine either needs nuclear weapons or NATO membership. Next stable is Indo-Pacific. China launched Joint SOAR 2024B over the weekend around Taiwan. Analyst comments, China is likely attempting to undermine Taiwanese public support for President Lai by running major drills on key national holidays. North Korea destroyed inter-Korea roadways and railroads and reiterated their constitution statement that South Korea is a hostile state. Army Pacific Commander General Charles Flynn confirmed that North Korea is sending fighters to Ukraine and is now getting real-time feedback about military capabilities. That's the end of this report. Back to you, Michelle.
Thank you, Kimber. Okay, we are going to move on to the Channel 3 project. West 327 runs that. The Channel 3 project has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. West 327, Cameron 644, Jim 787, and Rogers 746 in the Grants Pass area, Dewey 605 in the Jackson County area, and Forrest 779 or John 889 in the Klamath Falls area. Craig and Judy 605 do the Illinois Valley AMRON check-ins on Mondays with their IVARCnet break. So turn your radio to channel 3 and try to check in tonight and see how you do. If you are unable to hear people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, please give your tallies to the station monitoring this frequency, either Kimber 487 or Ron 330. The ham frequency is 146.420. Alrighty, we are standing by for channel 3 project numbers, followed by the discussion, and then we'll close the net. God bless you, and God bless the Republic. Wes, are you there?
Yes, Michelle, I am. This is Wes, WRKU327LC. Everybody in the Grants Pass area, over on GMRS Channel 3, then we'll transition to MERS Channel 3, and finally, if you're licensed, ham 146420. Like Michelle mentioned, this is a chance for you to see who you can talk to without a repeater in the eventuality that we ever have to do that. It's good to practice now and improve your radio station. See you there. Back to Net Control, WRKU327.
Excellent. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate it. Dewey, are you there?